If you're a regular user of the internet, you've probably seen the question, are you a robot? And then you see a box next to it where you tick that you're not a robot. A lot of people find this funny and I understand why. It makes no sense for my phone that is actually a robot to be asking me if I'm not a robot, right? And you're also probably wondering, what does it take a robot to just click that it's also not a robot? And why all these streetlight boxes and those things? This is actually the topic we'll be talking about on today's episode of How Could Tech Works podcast. Yes, we're talking about CAPTCHA, and we'll go a little bit into the history, and we'll also talk about a little bit about how it works. All right. Yeah. So, have you ever wondered why robots can't simply tick the box that says, I'm not a robot? I mean, especially with the advanced AI capabilities that we have today, it's something really, really easy that they could just do. So that's why you really need to understand how CAPTCHA works. So CAPTCHA stands for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to tell computers and humans apart. Yeah, that's the full meaning. So traditionally, they were visual puzzles designed to challenge you and prove your humanity. So if you remember CAPTCHA from the days of Symbian phones or the days of Stefan.ru, back in those days, what they'll give you is they'll distort words and numbers and ask you to rewrite it, right? And then if you're able to, then you prove you are human. But if you notice, it has changed a lot lately. And that's because robots have been able to understand all these distorted words, right? So they had to change it. So let's rewind a bit more. When did all these CAPTCHA challenges start? Why did we need to start using CAPTCHA? So let's work with me as we explore. So the story begins in the 1990s, late 1990s actually, when the internet was growing rapidly and there were problems with automated bots, right? Internet was growing, automated bots were also growing. So the bots were wreaking havoc on internet, spamming emails, accounts, skewing online polls. There was a need for, you know, a solution to differentiate between human users and automated programs. So in the year 2000, some brilliant computer scientists, Louis Vaughan, Manuel Bloom, Nicholas Upper, and John Langford, they created CAPTCHA. Yes. So the goal of CAPTCHA was very simple, but yet very effective: to protect websites from automated attacks while remaining user-friendly for humans. The CAPTCHA worked, right? It worked very well. But as you know, machines get smarter. Especially now in the age that we are, AI is getting better almost every day, basically every day now. So they got smarter, and then those distorted letters and words I mentioned earlier, they started understanding them and they figured them out. So it was in 2014 that Google decided to create something else called ReCAPTCHA. And ReCAPTCHA is simplifying that process. So you would imagine that if bots have been able to figure out the distorted words and letters, we'll probably have to do a lot more harder things to prove that we are humans. But interestingly, and thanks to Google, they came up with ReCAPTCHA. So ReCAPTCHA was simplifying that process, right? Instead of solving complex puzzles and rewriting things, we can just check a box, I'm not a robot. But yes, now the question: why can't robots also just click, I'm not a robot too? Yeah, this is where it gets very interesting. While robots can technically check that box, the real test happens before you actually click, I'm not a robot. So what Google does is they monitor how your mouse moves towards the box. So human movements are usually more erratic and natural, but when robots move their mouse, the movements are very linear and inconsistent. So if I, like, just imagine we use your mouse on your laptop or your computer, right? you won't go if you are going to click on something on the top left corner. You won't just go all the way there straight, right? That was one of the ways they could tell humans apart from robots. So basically, it's almost impossible for human beings to like click a checkbox in a straight line. But that was exactly what robots would. So interestingly, there are still times when the system is unsure, right? Even with the clicking, there are still times when it is unsure, and it may require users to identify objects in images like traffic lights or crosswalks. So modern reCAPTCHA systems also analyze your browsing history using previous internet activity as a distinguishing factor between humans and bots. So for instance, humans use quirky search patterns, but that robots cannot replicate, right? Google's tracking of your online behavior adds another layer of analysis that helps them identify users effectively. So it's not just clicking a box and how you move your mouse. It's also a little bit of looking at your internet history. How did you get to this point where you you're clicking, I'm not a robot? What did you search for? What was your search term like? Again, they also check something like type speed, right? The speed at which you type, right? So all those things, humans would definitely do them differently than robots. So how exactly does reCAPTCHA work? When you start interacting with a web page, for example, reCAPTCHA begins by analyzing your behavior. It looks at things like how you move your mouse, like I said before, how fast you type, and how quickly you navigate through the page. So some other fun facts about reCAPTCHA you might not know of. So first off, did you know CAPTCHA was not only helps differentiate humans from bots, but also contributes to larger projects? For instance, reCAPTCHA has been used to digitize books and improve maps by asking others to identify words or transcribe text that optical character recognition systems don't recognize. Another interesting fact about CAPTCHA: Google processes hundreds of millions of reCAPTCHAs every day. So this means that there's a vast amount of data constantly being used to train machine learning models to improve AI. Yeah. CAPTCHA has also entered popular culture. You know, people reference it online, in movies, talking about the annoyance of CAPTCHA, you know, where you have to click street lights, and then the street light slightly enters into another box and then you're unsure, you know, things like that. It's become very funny, very relatable to a lot of people that use the internet often. And there are numerous styles of CAPTCHA. For example, the early ones were criticized for being inaccessible to some people that have visual impairments, for instance. Modern systems like reCAPTCHA now include, there's audio, right? Audio CAPTCHA for people that can't see. And there are a lot of other ones, right? And there's the maths based on, there's the image based on. Everything has what it collects to differentiate humans from bots. So as AI bots become more advanced, CAPTCHA systems will probably become more advanced as well. They'll probably need to evolve. Researchers are always looking for new ways to make CAPTCHA more effective and user-friendly, balancing security plus user efficiency. Yes, you want to differentiate who is a robot, who is human, but at the same time, you also need to consider humans' user experience. So yeah, the next time you see I'm not a robot checkbox, you now know exactly the kind of impressive technology behind it. And yes, thank you for joining me on today's episode of How Cool Tech Works. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in the next one.